Hi, my name's Tanner Campbell, and welcome to the Satyr's Minute. Long black hair with a horse head growing out of it. Watch out, it's that damned Hayagriva. In Buddhism, there are things known as Dharmapalas. Dharma meaning protector, and pala meaning, well, I'm not quite sure what it means, but I'll guess it means law, because that's what Dharmapalas are in charge of protecting. Though they weren't exactly super nice about doing it. Think of Dharmapalas as the Vedic versions of J.K. Rowling's Dementors. They were technically enforcing the law, but they were pretty aggressive and vengeful in their approach. Hayagriva was one such Dharmapala. Now, there's a little bit of difference in the view of Hayagriva, or at least some confusing overlap between Theravada Buddhism and Hinduism. Hayagriva in Buddhism is as I've described, but in Hinduism, he's a daita, or daitya, which is a sort of asura, which is a class of being ranking somewhere between devas, or asuras, and mortals. They are apparently mostly concerned with obtaining power and influence. One well-known legend concerning Hayagriva is that he once stole the Veda from Brahma as he slept, although there are variations in the story where Hayagriva is sometimes acting as himself and stealing the Veda for his own purposes, and in other versions, he is actually just in the form of Hayagriva, and it is in fact Vishnu who has taken this form to steal back the Veda which has been stolen. So I guess it depends on where you come from, but either way, protecting the law through theft, like some kind of Eastern Robin Hood. You know, or not at all like that. Anyway, now you know something more about the Dharmapala Hayagriva.